And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of two cartoonists, Charles Schulz and Roz Chast. Charles Schulz, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1922, loved the comics. He was a shy, awkward kid. He was drawing his cartoon for the St. Paul Pioneer Press for $10 a week. He asked for a raise, and he asked to have the strip moved from the women's section to the comic section. The Pioneer Press said no, and so he quit. Went to United Feature Syndicate, and the next year, October 2nd, 1950, Peanuts made its national debut. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Schroeder, Linus, Lucy, Sally, and Woodstock. Roz Chast, born in Brooklyn, 1954, she read comic books growing up. She loved Charles Adams, the cartoonist for The New Yorker. After she went to college and studied art, she started sending her cartoons to the magazine. And finally, July 1978, when she was 23, they published one, and she's been publishing there ever since. Roz Chast, who said she likes the place where anxiety and humor come together. She said, anxiety has just always been a part of my life. I cannot even imagine what a life without it would be. You make that decision to get out of bed in the morning, and you know that before you get back into bed at night, you're just going to have all kinds of things you're going to have to deal with. You just hope that it's not so crippling that you don't get out of bed. It's the birthday of the novelist Marilyn Robinson, born in Sandpoint, Idaho, 1943. She said, growing up in the West, in the mountains, where, at least when I was a child, being an independent person was very highly valued. And what that meant was, of course, cultivating an interior life that could sustain you, that dignified you. I wrote an essay a long time ago that sort of disappeared, but the word lonely, when I was a little kid, had a very strong positive connotation. It was an experience to be sought, and it took me a while to learn that this was not common wisdom. She went off to college, she studied American literature, started writing in the style of 19th century American fiction, and set out to write a novel, Housekeeping, a story of two sisters raised by relatives in a small town in Idaho. It got great reviews when it was published in 1980, and then she took a 25-year break from novels. She wrote nonfiction, taught at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and then finally published her second novel, Gilead, in 2004, an extended letter from a dying pastor in his 70s named John Ames to his young son, recounting his own life and the lives of his father and grandfather, both pastors in Gilead, Iowa. It won the Pulitzer Prize, the National Book Critics Circle Award, and then 4 years later came a third novel, Home, a companion to Gilead. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, 25th High School Reunion. We come to hear the endings of all the stories in our anthology of false starts, how the girl who seemed as hard as nails was hammered into shape, how the athletes ran out of races, how under the skin our skulls rise to the surface like rocks in the bed of a drying stream. Look, we have all turned into ourselves. A poem by Linda Paston, 25th High School Reunion, from her collection Carnival Evening, New and Selected Poems, published by W.W. Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.